One of the biggest things I've been asked about lately is how to not procrastinate. It seems like as the year is ending, we're trying to think about, have I accomplished my goals? Yes or no? Or what am I trying to do in 2024? Procrastination, we just feel like I can't achieve those goals because I can't stop doing what I'm doing, or I can't motivate myself to do what I'm supposed to do. I just can't get the thing done. So like, almost like, what's the point of making goals? Because I'm actually just struggling with that piece. What do I do? Well, today we're going to talk about exactly how to stop procrastination. Let's go. Hello, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslima Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslima, coming to you every week on tips, hacks, love, relationships, everything that Muslims have to deal with. I always have this raspy voice at the beginning of the podcast, and I realize as I talk, it gets better. Guys, I tend to record these right after Fajr. It's that time where, like, you sit with the lisbon and with the aile, and you're very quiet. So your voice hasn't warmed up yet. I'm sorry for you, but I'm a mom, and this one I have to record. But in the future, we'll see what we can do differently. But alhamdulillah, there's a barakah in this time. So I'm not sad about that time, alhamdulillah, to have with you, to sit here with you, enjoy with you, alhamdulillah. But if I do send a little recipe before, like, it usually starts that way, and within, 5 minutes or so, it warms up. So happy to have you here. The topic we're going to be discussing today is procrastination. Because, I just want to be honest. Back in the day, in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and all the Sahaba, like, we read their history, they did amazing things in a short amount of time, right? People would write entire books. They would, teach entire series of things to other people. And you're saying, gosh, how do they have the time to do that amidst, family and work and all these other obligations of ibadah, worship and stuff? Like, how are they doing all that? How they accomplish that much in such a short time? And then we look at ourselves today and we're like, oh, like the overwhelm of the things that we have to do, especially as women. And this thing happens to us where we might write down all these things in our to-do list, right, that we're going to achieve. And if you're a student or your mom, doesn't matter. You have some type of list or you have some type of idea, even if you haven't gotten it to paper, of stuff that's just looming. My first suggestion is don't let it loom in your head. That's dangerous. That's my bonus tip there. But when you get it down, you're just like, oh, staring at the same thing. Got to go do this. Oh, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. So today we're going to talk about maybe four top tips of how to stop that exactly. And they might seem like obvious, some seem less obvious, but all of them are extremely powerful for stopping procrastination. So let's dive right into them. The first thing I just want to do right before I start is just give a big shout out to the mentorship team and all the mentees and ladies that have been in it. We are actually about to start an entire new cycle. One thing that I know women really, really struggle with is not having someone to bounce ideas off of or get advice from or all that stuff, morning routines, self-esteem issues, goal making, all that stuff. And we have a really, really incredible team of women that I've trained that actually will do all of this with women in small groups, and they do it all the time. And they actually do it. We actually do it completely for free for every single woman that's in Thrive. So I just want to give them a shout out because they've been working really hard prepping and getting ready because they're about to start up. They actually told me to let you guys know that today is the last day to register. I'll put a link below. And if you actually need that help every day, they're there. They'll do it with you so you're not alone. All right. Just want to throw that out there and give them a shout out because they've been working really, really hard. So today we're talking about procrastination, and I want to go into four things that I know if you do them, I know if I do them, that we're going to have so much more success. Now, the first one, you're like, how is that an actual tip? It is, and I'll explain why, is to admit that you're procrastinating and commit to stop procrastinating. And you're like, okay, but how is that going to help me? Let me tell you how. What we do in our mind and what Shaitan helps us do is blame other people or say, I can't do that because of this. and create all these scenarios around ourselves of why we can't achieve, of why I can't heal, of what, because we attach it to things outside of ourselves. Let me give you a perfect example. A perfect example is, and I'm a mom and I have a lot of kids. If you haven't heard from the podcast, right? I've been teaching and educating 25 years and I have raised about 6 kids, including, I have a stepchild. And so subhanAllah, it is a lot every day. And I'm working full time, never stopping. Right? Sometimes I was working 2 jobs, 3 jobs, because when things were tough, when the kids were younger, and I understand how hard it is to do everything. But sometimes as a mom, when the kids are acting out and everything else, we can say, oh, I can't get it done because, these kids, it's too hard with the kids, right? Or it's too hard because my boss, they're constantly piling work on me. Or I can't do it because, I'm just too tired lately. We have these things that have to do with us feeling slighted by other people, or like these people are getting in our way, and if they would just be better with us, we would be better. Now, there could be some truth to that. In fact, I know there is, as a mom, that the kids make it really hard. Believe me, I'm well aware. Right? I've had some really, really challenging workspaces I've worked in, and really challenging relatives that weren't supportive, helpful, or actually made it worse. I totally get it. Totally get it. But here's the thing. You, at the end of the day, control what happens to what I don't say control what happens to you, because that's qadr of Allah, by Allah. But I would say is who takes your time, you control it, whether you feel like you do or not. Who you allow to upset you, you control it. We feel like we can't, but we actually can, believe me. And so at the end of the day, I could blame my kids that I can't clean the house, or I could ask myself, what could I do to still clean the house despite the fact that the kids are the way they are, knowing the pattern of the way the kids work? For example, I'm doing this podcast right now at 5-6 in the morning. And some people will say, oh my gosh, nobody's getting up at 5-6 in the morning. Yeah, you can. And if it's the time, like I said, after Fajr, it's a good time. It's a time of barakah. Allah makes ease for me in this time. I clean the house faster. I do everything. So when my kids wake up, we're good to go. If I don't do this, then it's a lot harder. But that's a question I have to have, a conversation I have to have with myself. Because I could easily procrastinate and have everything pile and pile and pile. And I would be justified. These kids are a lot to take care of. But do I want to live like that forever? See, that's the thing. You have to ask yourself, how's this method that you're using going for you? Is it working? Do you want to continue that? Because if it was working, you wouldn't be listening to the podcast and how to get things done, right? So my point is, yes, I acknowledge they're hard, but we can't act like they're going to stop us and there's nothing else we can do. Does that make sense? You could tweak your schedule. I've tried everything. I could already hear everything women would say. But the truth is, at the end of the day, we can control more than we think, is my point. The boss, you're choosing to stay at the work. I chose to stay with toxic workplaces. I know how that is. But as long as we stay in these spaces, I don't want to leave. I can't financially right now. I get you. But are you making dua for better? Are you trying to up your skills to move? Are you looking for other opportunities? Are you just comfortable where you are? And that all sounds scary. You see, these are the real conversations. So the first one is, admit I'm procrastinating. It's not just the kids. I could be a little bit like, discouraged emotionally because of my problem. That's okay. Just at least admit it. Because if you can't admit it, you're not going to address it. That's the main point, right? All right. So once you... Sorry about that. So the first thing, you admit you have some type of procrastination problem. Why? Because now we can start to work on it together, right? But if you're just going to keep saying, it's not just me, it's this and this and that, then we're not getting any work done together, you and me, right? Okay, let's go to the next one. What really was powerful for me was the why. Why am I procrastinating? Now, I just told you a bunch of reasons why. Kids, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't always that when I actually sat with myself. So I wasn't just saying like, why am I a procrastinator? I wasn't labeling myself a procrastinator even when I was doing it. I wasn't labeling myself anything. I was being very specific. Like, why am I not handing in that task? Why am I not cleaning that closet. Let's just be real with myself, right? And once I got real with that specific task, whatever it is, why am I not going to the post office to drop that letter? Why am I not, you know, seeing that friend that I know I'm supposed to go visit and give her? Why? When I got really into the why, I realized some things. The stuff I procrastinated on was the stuff that felt hard. Is that you? Do you feel like you procrastinate stuff that feels hard or overwhelming? And then I had to ask myself, why does it feel hard or overwhelming? When I did that, I had the answer right there. I encourage you to try that. Why are you really procrastinating on blank? And then, you know, when you think about it there, but like, why does that feel that way? Why does it feel hard, overwhelming, stressful, whatever it is, right? So I have to give you an example. In my workplace, there was this one particular task I remember back in the day. Like, I just did not. I just kept it like, tomorrow, I'll still do that tomorrow, I'll still do it tomorrow, tomorrow. And the reason was because I had to put something together where I had to get a whole bunch of documents together. And this is actually a monthly thing I was expected to do in work. But I realized that I kept pushing it, or making it the last thing. You guys know now I teach everyone to eat the frog and do the top three and the toughest things first. If you do that, you never feel unaccomplished. That's the beauty of that. And yeah, smaller things might, you know, not get done, but they're smaller things, so it's okay. And so alhamdulillah, at the end of the day, whatever, I would push it. So I was like, why am I pushing this off? Oh, it requires me to collect these documents, and I don't actually remember these documents are, or I know where some of them are, or whatever. So what I did was, to solve this, to stop the procrastination, since it was about collecting some stuff to do some other stuff, I realized if I had those things at the ready, it wouldn't have been so cumbersome. It wouldn't have been so overwhelming. So what I did was I said to the rest of the people in my work, hey, do you think we can organize these in this one folder where we dump these docs every time so that we could just grab them from there? Wouldn't that be easier? And actually everybody else was relieved. They were like, yeah, I'm actually struggling with the same thing. That would be great. And the only reason I was able to come up with that solution is because I sat with myself and I said, well, why is this really bothering me, or why am I really pushing it off? And, you know, why does it feel hard? Why is it? And when I did that, now that we had it in the folder, I was like, every time I went to do that task, I'm like, oh, it's right there in the folder. So I grabbed it. So how many things in your life are not easy because of maybe the way they're dealt with? For example, like dressing kids in the morning. It's hard to get them ready for school because maybe there's stuff everywhere, right? Let's be real about why it's hard. Some women are really great at organizing kids' drawers. And some of them are like, yeah, that's the last thing. I'm too tired. I've cooked. I've worked. I've studied. And at the end of the day, it's hard. So if you're really real about like why you dread waking the kids up, it's not just the whining, and we know that. That's just going to happen, guys. We got to get over it. It's, as a mom of 20-something years, like that's just the way it is. They're going through phases. Alhamdulillah, they're healthy. Alhamdulillah, they're ours and they're gifts to us. So anyway, you know, I can't find the socks because I didn't organize the laundry on Sundays. Well, maybe if I really carved out that time and said, nobody talk to me, I'm finishing the socks or whatever, it would get done. Do you feel me? If you get to the why, it's usually going to be the solution for you to stop and fix it. And, you know, I think I'm going to throw a bonus tip in here for the women who say, I'm just tired, because I feel you. I'm going to tell you what usually happens with that, with myself and with other women that I talk to, and we get to the bottom of it together. A lot of you guys know we do consultation calls. So I'm talking to women all over the world, and it's so crazy how we all have like very similar experiences, no matter what corner of the earth we live on. It's amazing. Subhanallah. And what happens is, if you're just like, oh, I'm tired, I'm overwhelmed, I want to say like that comes from many things. One, sometimes as women, we give ourselves too many things and we've convinced ourselves that we just have to do that. There's no other way. When actually we just haven't really considered other ways. And because we feel like we don't have time to consider other ways. Like it's almost like what comes first, the chicken or the egg, you know, type of a thing. Like, well, I'm always busy. And I'm too busy to figure out why I'm so busy, you know, like something like that. Anyway, so subhanAllah, one is sometimes we pile too many things on us and we force ourselves to do things and we think everything is urgent and emergency and it's not. And that can create overwhelm emotionally, which makes you not want to do things. So I'll just throw that in there on top of the physical tiredness of that endeavor, right? But on top of that, let's just be real. Are we like exercising and eating well? I know that sounds like a crazy one there, ladies, but the truth is, what you put into your body, the fuel that you choose to eat, the eating habits, the lack of exercise or constant movement. You have so many beautiful systems that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Without going all sciencey, between your like nervous system, your digestive system, your like all these beautiful systems, they're all much, very much driven by exercise and diet. And how well you function physically is very much connected to how you care for yourself in that way. You know, if I took any random machine and I stuck the wrong oil or gas or whatever in it, do you think it's going to run efficiently? No, it's going to break down. Things are going to build up. So I want to say, if you're struggling from fatigue right now of any kind, consider, am I overwhelming myself and piling things up? Or also, am I not really caring for myself physically and stuff? And so that could be that why again. I'm just trying to help sisters out with that, trying to figure out what's going on piece. That could be it. For me, when I don't go to the gym and I don't work out with my husband, all the things that we do together, I could totally feel the difference. I probably have 40% less energy than I normally do. So the first thing I do when I start to feel like I want to procrastinate or be lethargic is I'm like, let's just go work out. Which leads me into tip number three, accountability and partnerships. So here's the thing. Not everybody has those at the ready. I get that not everybody around them has like, hey, I don't have a husband that's supportive, or hey, I'm single, so I don't have a husband, or I don't have a best friend or anybody that actually I can talk about this stuff with or that I could do stuff with. I get that. So I've already created solutions for those because I've already talked to women about their whys for so long. So what we did is we made solutions for that. I'll mention that in a second. But what I want you to first understand is how incredibly important that is. Why is it important that I'm not just doing this in my head alone? Well, first of all, for accountability's sake, if it's just you promising you, well, you could renege on that real easily. But the minute you engage another person outside of yourself, there's a bit more skin in the game, so to speak. There's a bit more like ability that you'll most likely, that you'll probably do it because you've actually said it out loud in other people. And you're like, oh, that sounds scary. I don't want to tell people my business. Okay, but we're not talking about like really personal things. We're talking about like getting the closet cleaned up, right? We're not going crazy here. So there's got to be some level of give, guys. Like, again, if you don't want to keep with your procrastination, what are you doing to change it? And that's something I just talked to a sister the other day. I was on a consultation call and I said to her, hey, you know, what's going on? And she's explaining her whole situation. In this case, it was like a marriage. And I said, well, what are you doing differently to change all those feelings and things you just described to me? And she's like, well, what do you mean? I'm just, you know, talking about how things are bothering me. I go, I know, but we've already established what you need to do. But what are you doing to get those done? How are you doing things differently so you can have a different experience? And I go, I guess I'm doing nothing. I go, well, there's your answer of why nothing's getting better, right? And they're like, I can't believe it's that simple. I go, yeah, it really just is. It's really about like, you can't have change until you do something different, you know? And so at the end of the day, that's what it is with this. What are you doing differently to not procrastinate? If you're doing the same things you do, if you're not using a planner, if you're not like, and that's another one. A lot of people ask me about like, what do I do to write things down? I was in this alumni class. So what happens is all the women that are in the mentorship program that I just mentioned earlier with the women, like the female coaches that help them, the free program I told you about, I meet with them personally monthly when they're not on their cycles and they're doing not that kind of cycle. They're on their mentorship teaching cycle. So what happens is I was meeting them yesterday and I was showing them, I opened up my calendar and this is what I do inside the lives inside of Thrive. And I was opening up my calendar and showing them how I block out my Sundays and how I write things down in my planner and how I batch plan and, you know, for the week forward on Sundays and look to the week back. And I said, the reason is that I'm tracking. And we were having this big conversation about tracking or not tracking things, sitting down with myself once a week or not sitting, in the difference. And the women are just explaining that it's phenomenal. It's a phenomenal difference. Most of the ones who are struggling with the ones who are not sitting with themselves regularly, and not like once a quarter, like weekly, and writing things down. It's obvious that they would struggle. But you know what? How they could create immediate change would be to sit with themselves just once a week. Just pick 30 minutes on a Sunday, and please don't just say, oh, sometime Sunday I'm going to do it. No, say 1 o'clock on Sunday. Say 9 a.m. on Sunday. Say 9 p.m. on Sunday. I don't care when you're doing it, but just like obviously the earlier the better. can do it. I know if I go meet with them next week, you're going to see instant change, because it just requires some level of doing something different. Does that make sense? Okay. So back to number three, which is support. The reason we were able to create that solution for them is because we all had a conversation together in a room, right? And because people don't have immediate help next to them, that's why we do everything online. We do things sometimes in person with women, but we know that there's women in far corners of the earth that just don't feel supported, can't get on a plane, can't be with us. So we make it all online. So anyway, at the end of the day, if you have somebody out loud that you're doing with to talk to hold you accountable to whatever, and that's why we make these situations for women, because we know they don't exist for them. We can't just give you suggestions, guys. That would not be fair. And then be like, oh yeah, have fun with that. Go find yourself some support, right? That's why we create it. Whatever you guys tell us. So you guys told us you wanted that. And so we've been doing that for the past, I don't know, 2 years. And we, no, maybe three now. And women have just loved it because they get to get constant support. So I'll put the link, like I said, below if you want it, for the free program inside of Thrive. And today's actually, they told me, the last day to sign up. If you're interested, it's there. But having support, I have my husband. I even have my daughter. I call her up and I'm like, I need to get this thing done. What do you think? This is what I'm struggling with. And that's the beauty of investing in your kids. When they become older, they're like your best friends. And then you could chat with them. And they understand everything because they're your family. Alhamdulillah. Okay, the last one, number four, is recognizing and minimizing distractions. Okay, this is a big one. Remember we talked about the why am I not getting things done? Okay, a lot of times it's the distractions. Let me give you two examples. I know they're going to sound familiar, especially for like tech these days. It's not like before. Yesterday, by the way, I was sitting in a cafe with my youngest daughter. She was doing her little hot chocolate thing in her mouth. And I was, you know, doing some yearly planning. And I wasn't trying to listen. People are so loud. I guess they don't realize how loud they are. These two girls behind me were just like, blah, 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 blah. They were just talking so loud. And they were talking all about social media and all about how they can't get off it and how they want to. And they're trying to get things done, but it just sucks them back in. And I'm like, bing, 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 procrastination. So let's talk about like how technology and social media really does not help us, right? And we know everybody's going to tell us, get off social media. I know, duh. If it was that easy, but it's not just about that. It's about like, okay, we already know that's the problem, but then like, we just like, oh, what can I do? You know, I'm just going to get sucked back in. Like, that's first of all, a bad attitude to have, because that just makes you non-complacent. Like, oh, it's not my fault. Like, what can I do? That goes back to number one, which is like, recognize you're procrastinating. Stop. I mean, I have to do the same. I think one of the best things about what happened in Gaza, despite the horrible things that happened in Gaza, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve them, is that the great thing is it made us all so aware, right? We're so aware, we're sharing, we're coming together. Like, these are really great things. What it did though, was it got us all back into like some type of a social media addiction, because we're all like sucked onto the phone going like, when is there going to be a ceasefire? And everybody's waiting. So you want to catch it. You want to see the next thing. So it was great that it got us together. But now the remnants of it, as we're trying to like rip ourselves back off of social media at that level, because it was like maybe getting toxic for some people or really too emotional. The point is, constant bombardment with technology will definitely time suck for real. Right? So let's talk about work computer tasks. I was on a call yesterday with another organization, and one of the sisters like, hold on, I have a million tasks open. And then I'm just like, and I had to tell her, because this really happened, my computer crashed the other day. And I was like, listen, I have so many tabs open all day, every day. My computer was just done with me. It was like, I'm done. I'm going on vacation. And it just crashed. And I was joking, because at the time, like, I was doing more things than usual, but that's not the typical thing I do. One thing that will stop you from being productive is having too many tabs open. It's not a good thing. So let me tell you what I do. I actually separate what I'm working on, if I'm doing computer work, by different windows, right? So for example, if I open up a window, you know, that has like a couple tabs, like you open Google on your computer or something, and you open another tab and another tab. Oh, let me just search this website and this. Eventually got like 4 or 5 tabs open. All right. So I'll keep one of those sets open for one project with everything I need just there. So let's say I'm working on like let's say I was going to like buy a boat or something. I'm not buying a boat. I'm just making it up. Okay. And I had like three or four different tabs I needed to buy a boat and research. I would have that up. But if at the same time I have like something I'm doing with my kids or some recipes I'm looking up online, I would have a totally different window. So like, in other words, like it's just totally different with only what I need. So obviously having too many tabs open, minimize the tabs. But to be even better, if you have all your tabs open with mixed projects on one window, that is why you're also procrastinating, because you're easily clicking between tabs, getting easily distracted. I put up only the tabs that are necessary for that project. Boom. And then the other ones somewhere else. And I just like, whenever I'm ready to start that project, I pull them up. I don't allow myself to bring up other tabs because that can be dangerous. So in terms of work, I hope that helps. In terms of social media, if you're going to do things, if you're going to do anything where you're going to keep picking up your phone, you have to come up with some ways, knowing that that's stopping you, to put your phone away, put it in another room, put it on silent. I have all my notifications off. If I get a ping, put a ping, 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 then I want to know who pinged me. Wait, what's going on? So there's times of the day where I shut off all the notifications. No one's pinging me. I even put my phone on silent. Like, you can do that thing. There's many settings on your phone where if it's like a really important family member, if it's a husband or if it's a mother, you can make it where they can still get through even though you've shut the notifications of everyone else. There's things like technology, you know what I mean? So whether it's an app that you use or whatever, I want you to recognize, even devices, like if I have an iPad and I'm working on an iPad, I'm going to get more pings and things. I actually, when I do really serious work, do you know what I use? I use something called Remarkable, and I'm not promoting them. It's a notepad that does not have that type of connection. It doesn't allow any notifications whatsoever. It is a little bit of an investment, but once you have that, you don't have to use like a physical notebook ever again, because it's basically the solution of never buying a notebook ever again, which is why I did it. But other than that, sometimes I just use basic notebooks because no one's going to ping me on a notebook. And sometimes, listen, you just got to get things done. And everybody wants to be all tech savvy, but then you're just going to get so distracted. Like, really, are you getting anything done? So what's the point? So just to go back and recap, ladies, number one, admit you're doing it and commit to stop doing it. Right? We talked about the excuses and blaming other people outside of us. And if we keep doing that, it's just not going to get us anywhere. Let's just like admit there's some level of it that has to do with us, right? And that we need to stop it. Get your why really serious. That was the bulk of what we talked about today. Because if you get to the why, you'll really realize that it's because something feels too hard. And if you could make that too hard thing easier, it would make you do the thing 9 out of 10 times, if you just actually could like really address it for real, right? Number three, have support and accountability. We talked about how if you just do it inside your own head, the likeliness of you doing it is way less, right? So that's why we have support systems. It's just like every day my husband's like, ready, go to the gym. Like probably I wouldn't, or ready, go work out, ready, go together and go lift weights in the basement or whatever we're doing. I'm just like, yeah, I'm ready, because we have each other. And sometimes he's like, I'm too tired today. I just don't want it. I'm like, come on, you know, like we're there with each other. It's the same like thing I told you, like on Thrive or on the mentorship coaching that we have. And I mentioned to you that's closing today. So if you are really interested, I'm just being honest, like if you want that help, the help is there, ladies. That's another thing. We always like, oh, what can I do? Like there's things you can do. And we create solutions because we know it's hard for you guys and we want it to be easy. Number four is recognize and minimize distractions. Close out the tabs. You know, use the special apps to block the beeping. Like, it's just like, let's just be real when we get to the why. We can do it if we really want to. I hope these tips really helped you today for procrastination. May less pen with the eye to make it easy for you. And I'll see you in the next podcast.